the planets were to spin a little slower, then they could quickly be pulled into the sun, which would eventually swallow them as they exploded. The opposite would also spell disaster. If the planets spun a little faster, then the gravitational force of the sun would not be enough to hold them, and they would fly off into space. Clearly, balance is of vital importance here, as the planets vary greatly in their mass and distance from the sun. This means that their rates of spin also have to be different.
Our Lord has created all of the necessities for life by a perfect setting of all these speeds. God's will allows the continuing existence of the universe due to the setting of these rates of motion. God's infinite power on all that He has created is mentioned in the Surah Al-Fatr in the Quran. I seek refuge in God from the accursed Satan. God keeps a firm hold on the heavens and earth, preventing them from vanishing away. And if they vanished, no one could then keep hold of them. Certainly, He is most forbearing, ever forgiving.
The rotational speed of the Earth. The Earth makes a complete rotation of the Sun once every 24 hours, with the result that alternating periods of daylight and darkness are fairly short. Because they are short, the thermal gradient between the light and dark sides of the planet are quite modest. The rotational speed of the Earth on its axis also helps keep the thermal distribution in balance. This creates the ideal temperature for the great variety of living beings that live on our planet. If this rotational speed were not at the necessary rate, life on Earth would be impossible for all creatures. Life in space.
Conditions similar to those on Earth to allow life in space is one of humanity's greatest goals. To have a better understanding of this, we need to look at the International Space Station, currently in orbit around the Earth and constructed with great effort and at the cost of billions of dollars.
Chris Hadfield here aboard the International Space Station. We keep busy on board the space station. Long days, lots of work, physical exercise. At the end of it, you're tired. But how do you sleep in space? You might think it's uncomfortable not having a mattress and a pillow. But without gravity, of course, you don't need anything to hold you up. You can just completely relax. And you don't even need a pillow. In space, you don't even have to hold your head up. So you can relax every muscle in your body, and your arms float up in front of you. Your head tips forward. But before I go to sleep, I gotta put on my pajamas. Because I have space jammies. I'll be right back. This is my sleep station, my sleep pod. This is where I spend up to 8 hours every day, here on board the space station. It's actually on the floor, but once you're inside, you just can't tell.